And I guess the kids were giving all different answers. And my son, when it came to his turn, he said, God lives in our bathroom. And the teacher was inquisitive about that. Now, you have to understand, I had like an 8-year-old son and I had like a 16-year-old daughter at that time. And he goes, yeah, God lives in our bathroom because, and we had one bathroom. Because every morning, my dad's banging on the door saying, Lord, Lord, are you still in there? It makes us smile, doesn't it? All of us have had that experience of moving, and you know, when you open the door to that place where you're going to be living, that feeling it is. And sometimes it's a feeling of great joy, and sometimes it can be a feeling of just weariness. And, you know, and so it's just kind of an exciting time. But today I wanted to focus on God's moving into our lives. And so what I do want to start with today is I want to share a scripture with you in addition to the one we did from Acts. And this scripture is from John 14, 23 to 29. So listen to this. We'll obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own, but belong to the Father who sent me. And then Jesus goes on to remind them, all this I've spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. And before he leaves, he says these words, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. I've told you these things now before they happen, so when they do, you will believe. Sermon notes are found on the blue insert. So as we start talking about God's moving day, God moving and moving in our lives and taking up a place in our lives, we understand that the scripture says this, that those who love me will keep my word, and the Father will love them, and we will come to them, and I like this, and make our home in them. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, the Father, the Son, and today the Holy Spirit wants to make a home in our homes, wants to make a home in our very being. And he wants to establish a new address with a new set of keys to our hearts. So God wants to establish, once again, a new address and a new set of keys to our home. As I reflected upon, you know what that feels like when you're moving to something else. And there's a time of uncertainty. And that's what the scripture says today, that I'm telling you about this movement, making a home, and so before it happens, so when you feel these things happening, when your home starts to change, when I come and take a role in your home, you're going to know what's going on, and you're going to open your arms. So today I want to talk about three crucial items that when it comes to preparing for a move, or most importantly, when it comes to preparing for a move for the Holy Spirit to take place in our lives. So the first one, and this is sermon note number 3A, the first crucial move is this. It's the word called preparing. Preparing. You know, when we're going to make a move, we start to prepare. And one of the things that we do is we go through rooms and maybe we start to pack things up. But maybe before we even do that, have you ever asked yourself the question, before I move this, do I really need this? Do I really want this? And should I take it or should I get rid of it? Yeah, and some of us are really good at that and some of us aren't. You know, it's our stuff. But I think one of the biggest things about preparing for a move is that we get rid of the junk. We unload things. Well, if you think of that from a spiritual perspective, when we're preparing our hearts and our souls for Jesus to make his home in us, and as he says, the Father, Son, and now the Holy Spirit, we need to get rid of the junk that's in our lives. We can't hold on to it. You know, one of the things that I remember in one of my moves that we were getting ready to move, and we had trash in the trash cans, and the movers just basically came and put tape on the trash cans and took it to the new house. Imagine opening those trash cans. Number one, what it smelled like, but like, we moved junk from that house to this house. And you know, when you think about it, you know, we need to remove the junk from our lives. And so maybe spiritually what that means is that we need to remove the old hurts that maybe we have caused or been caused to us. We need to kind of purge our lives of those things that may be around us that are just holding us back, you see, because Jesus died on the cross so you could pack up your burdens. But Jesus died on the cross so that when our burdens, we can leave them at the foot of the cross. And so when we move, we don't have to unpack them. We're a new creation. We hear that in the book of Revelation. So the first thing about preparing, I would say, is we need to unload the junk of our past, the hurts of our past, those things that are weighing us down, because Jesus died on the cross so we could get rid of all that and we could begin to live that life. And so we should leave them either at the altar or leave them at the cross. And how we do this, sermon note 3, number A, how do we prepare this way? Well, if we're going to live the life that Jesus wants and promised, we have to get rid of that junk. But this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it using the keys of repentance and confession. Repentance, Lord, I'm turning away from this. I am now focused on you. I'm leaving my sin behind. And confession, Lord, I need you. I need you to come into my life as I enter this new transition. We all need that. So preparing is our first one. Sermon note 2B is this. The next one would be welcoming. And you know, these are true stories. You know, this is another one of my move stories. But I'll never forget, we were in a suburb in Cleveland. It was one of the nicer suburbs. And it was one of those suburbs, I'll never forget, where when you drove into the subdivision, everybody would put up their garage door, they'd put their car in, and the garage door went down, and basically that was about it. It was really foreign to me. See, because when I grew up in a city, and we had a big front porch. Anybody grow up with a big front porch? And you knew your neighbors, and, you know, people came on your front porch, and you sat, and you talked, and you knew. It was just great, you know. This was really different. It was in the suburb, and it's like I said. So we tried to be friendly with people, and it just wasn't that culture. Everybody was kind of to themselves. So I'll never forget the day we were moving out. And this is, like I said, I can't make these things up. We are moving out, okay, and I always get left for the last thing in the truck while my wife goes on with the kids to the new place. And we're moving out, and you know, a woman comes to my door it's like an apple pie. And she says to me, you know, she says, I just wanted to bring this over to welcome you to the neighborhood. And I thought, how many times have I tried to reach out, and yet here we are, we're leaving, and how sad that is. How sad that is that we missed an opportunity to connect as neighbors. How sad is it for us when we miss the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to take home in us, for the Holy Spirit to welcome us and welcome ourselves, welcome him into our hearts. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Have you ever had a guest coming to maybe stay overnight? And, you know, one of the things you do is maybe you have a guest room, but If you know someone's going to come to stay overnight, what kind of preparations will you do in your house? What's one of the things you might do? Clean. That's a good one. Change the sheets, maybe. Okay. One of the things we always do is we always make some room in the closet, you know, so if they have something to hang or a place where they can set their suitcase. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we do when we're going to have a guest. And so, you know, if you can imagine that, you know, we basically kind of do that. But then if we know that someone's going to be staying for a longer period of time, let's say a month, what else might we do? More drawer space, maybe. The closet, maybe give them the whole closet. Drawer space. You know, if it's somebody that's we might want to make sure that they've got some pictures up, or want to make sure that there's something in there to kind of make them feel welcome. But really, what would we do? The Holy Spirit, what he's saying is, I want to make my home in you. I don't want to just feel like a visitor in a motel. The Holy Spirit wants to come into our lives, wants to come into our homes. And like Sermon Note B says, is when God takes up residence in our hearts, in our lives, it becomes the dwelling place of God. And the neat thing about this is when that happens, we begin to be part of his family, of his family. And so, you know, we go back to that whole thing are our lives just a place for God to spend the night? Or are our lives a place where we have prepared for him and we're ready for him to settle in? And in order to settle in, we do those things that are going to make him feel welcome. We open our hearts. We allow his spirit to penetrate our spirit. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, we don't want God to just be a polite guest. He doesn't want that. He wants to be part of our family. And so when we hear these beautiful words in the reading from John, you know, he says this. And here's the benefit of it. He's telling you, and he's telling me, you know, when I come to be a part of your life and I take residence in your home, he says, don't be afraid and don't be troubled, because whatever happens, my peace I'm going to give to you. And my peace, I'm going to live with you. Now, the third one. So we talked about preparing. We talked about welcoming. And maybe this one is probably the most important. It's what I call honoring. Honoring. And so if we think about preparing a room and maybe some closet space, and if we talk about preparing the whole room, and then maybe, you know, we're talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, that he has a place in our living rooms, in our kitchen. We extend the whole house to the Holy Spirit. But there's one thing that's really hard to let go of, and does anybody know what that is? The remote. Part of honoring God is giving him the remote, not just to the TV, but to our lives, that he may impress the channels that we should be focused on and how to live, and so that he can give us the gifts of the Spirit that we hear about in the New Testament. So honoring is turning over the controls, and here's how we prove it. Because the proof of love is action. The proof of love is our faithfulness and our obedience. So sermon note number 3C, honoring is turning over the controls. And that proof of love is what we do, what we say, and how we follow our obedience. So it's not just enough to be preparing or even welcoming. We're told that everything we do should be seen as honoring God. As honoring God. Now, as you think of today's scripture lesson, if you think of today as Pentecost, you know, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, We're told that many miraculous things happen, and Chad did a great job muddling through those terms, didn't he? Yeah, that was amazing. So, yeah. But you know what? When Chad was reading that, isn't it amazing? All those areas, all those lands, and they might have been pagan lands, and all of them, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came to inhabit every place. There wasn't one area where the Holy Spirit does not want to live and reign and rule. And so the proof of love is in our actions, what we're going to do, not just kind of preparing the space in our homes, but what we're going to do with our lives and how faithful we're going to be to those things and how obedient. And so one of the biggest lessons that we learn on this Pentecost Sunday, as we reflect on moving and allowing the Holy Spirit to move into our life, is this, is that God, Father, Son, Spirit, wants to dwell in our lives. Sermon note number 4. And he wants to make a home in our hearts forever. That scripture lesson says this: you have heard me say, I'm going away, but I am coming back to you. And if you love me, you'll be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I, but I am coming back to you. So peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't care as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. I want to close today with a special song that has been over the years for me, and it's called Ready, Lord. So as I sing it, I just want you to kind of just think about those things in your lives where maybe you can start preparing, or maybe you can start welcoming or even honoring as we look at God moving in our lives, as we look at God moving in our church, that the Holy Spirit may fall afresh in us. Ready, Lord, I'm ready, Lord, to follow where you lead. Show me, Lord, just show me, Lord, the service you will need. Ready, Lord, I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready, come what may. So call me, Lord, just call me, Lord, and I'll be on your way. Feed your lambs, I'll feed your lambs, the first of all with food. Give them drink and comfort them and build their fortitude. Then I'll feed them with the words you fed me with until I'm ready, Lord, yes, ready, Lord, to go and do your will. More than words, yes, more than words, I know you want from me. Moving, Lord, I'm moving, Lord, I'm moving eagerly. Take my heart and take my hands, my feet, my life, my all. I'm ready, Lord, yes, ready, Lord, to follow till I fall. If today's my final day on earth, thank you, Lord, oh, thank you, Lord, for life, for breath, for birth. If this town is gonna be my final resting place, I'm ready, Lord, yes, ready, Lord, to meet you face to face. If this town is gonna be my final resting place, I'm ready, Lord, yes, ready, Lord, to meet you face to face. Let us pray. Father, we open our hearts to you today. We open our lives to you. Lord, we open our homes to you. Lord, we're ready for your Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us. And Father, we pray that we would be faithful to you until that day comes when you call us home. And we know that, Lord, you've told us these things before you've left. That we believe in you, if we share your word, we will be with you forever. Now, if you would stand and turn into number 347 in our hymnals, let's finish this Pentecost Sunday by singing the Spirit song together as we invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
With his Spirit and his love, let him fill your hearts and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and his Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole.
Cry out the name of Jesus.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land. Song with gladness as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to his name. Oh, give him all your tears and sadness. Give him all your years of pain, and you'll end into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lands. Jesus, oh Jesus.
the chorus one more time. Jesus.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamb. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land.
And now let's bow our heads and let's pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his very face to shine upon each and every one of you. May the Lord our God be gracious unto you. May he give you the gift of his peace. And may you leave today with the Spirit of our living God falling afresh on us, taking up residence in our home, in a life that is centered on honoring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the promises that we stand on, that from this world to next, he will be with us, he will guide us, he will sustain us. We ask this in the strong name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all God's people have say the word.